take it right back, 17-6. Serving will be Bailey Wanless. Into the action is Tristan Peterson for the Bulldogs in the front row. Here's the serve. That's an S serve. Gives it back to the Eagles, 17-7. Now within 10 points, Weston will serve again. Lexi Rockweiler, the freshman, gets the whistle, starts to the back wall, and then drives it. Far side, played by the Bulldogs. Lewis gets it back to the middle. Bulldogs can't get it over on hit number three, and that'll make it 17-8. Weston within 9 points here in the second set. Lexi Rockweiler moving in, and here's the line drive serve. No, net serve. A point back to the Bulldogs, and that makes it 18-8. They're back by 10. Jaden Boland will serve for the Bulldogs. Starts here on the right side. Net serve right back to the Eagles. That makes it 18-9. And the Eagles will take over. Side out Weston. Senior Lily Cass, one of two seniors, her and Vivian Spencer. And here is Lily's serve. Dug now by Brinley Wanless. Near side pass by Lewis. Punched over by Maxwell. Again, Weston tries left side. Getting over the block was Newman. Kept live by Maxwell. There's the set. Shot by Wanless. Down it goes. Brinley Wanless, a sophomore, makes it 19-9 on a kill for the Bulldogs. Side out for Ithaca. And in to do the honors will be Kaylee Newkirk. Kaylee was a guest on our WRCO morning show this morning. Here's the serve. Fielded by Shelby Newman. Pass to the left side. Punched over by Bauer. Kept live by Lewis. And now Maxwell takes it over the net, drops it in. Hit the top rung of the net, and then it walked over and dropped down to make it 20-9. Bulldogs within five of going out, going up 2-0 here. Here comes Newkirk with the approach and the serve. Dug by Spencer. Here's Cass with a pass. Left side Bauer shot. Dug by Maxwell of the Bulldogs. Lewis right side taking a charge, and down it goes. Is Tristan Peterson with a big kill. That makes it 21-9. Tristan gets the job done, and the Bulldogs will keep serving. Bailey Newkirk serves it. Cut off by Weston. Pass to the left side. Valerie Bauer takes it over. Bolin, now Lewis, now Maxwell drives it over. Here's a dig by Rockweiler. Set by Bauer. Shot is over. Nice hit by Shelby Newman. Gets the kill through a Bulldog block attempt. And that makes it 21-10. For the Eagles, serving will be number 10, their Overo player, Vivian Spencer. Here's the whistle and the serve. Fielded by Boland. Here is Lewis, left side. Shot by the Bulldogs, and it is out of bounds. There's the line judge on the hit. That'll give it back to Weston, and there again within 10. 21-11. Here's the serve by Spencer. Good one. There's a dig by the Newkirk. Nice shot for Lewis. Over to the far side. Maxwell drives it over. Bulldogs now trying to block Newman, who drives it over. Good hit by Shelby. Pass to the near side. Maxwell gets it over. Newman, now Bauer, and now back to Shelby. Gets it over. Blocked by the Bulldogs. This one tapped over by Bauer. Bulldogs work it. King the right side, and Maxwell drops it over. Here's Spencer. There's a set by Weston. They drop it in. No, played by Lewis. King gives it right back to Ari, and she'll drop it in. No, now he's nice save by Spencer. Newman gets it over. Good volley. Here's the set by the Bulldogs, and going with the left hand, tipping it in was Tristan Peterson. The set by Lewis hung a little bit above the net, and Tristan waited, went left-handed, and got it. Bulldogs get a side out. That makes it 22-11. Having some good volleys here in the second set. Holly King with the serve. Fielded by Spencer. Here is Bauer. Passes left side. Taking it over is Smith. Bulldogs cut it to Maxwell. Her shot. Nope. Into the net. Didn't make the block for Weston. It hit the net for the Bulldogs and landed on their side. That's four hits. And that makes it 22-12. Weston will serve again. Shelby Newman with the approach. And there's the serve. Fielded by Newkirk. Lewis near side, punching it over is Wanless. Spencer, there's the set Left side taken over by Rockweiler. Fielded by the Bulldogs. Set by King to Maxwell. Nope. Didn't make it over. Weston scores again. 22-13. Weston within 9 points. And we'll try to keep it going. Shelby Newman back to the back line. Here's the approach. And the serve. Fielded by Newkirk. There's the set by Lewis. And punched in on the hit by number 20, Bailey Wanless. 23-13. Bulldogs. Bailey gets the kill. Coach Lanzinger is bringing back Haley McGlynn. Sophomore. Play in the middle. And back to serve is J.C. Maxwell. J.C. with the serve. Fielded back row by the Eagles. Spencer to Bauer, popped over by McGlynn. Here's King to Lewis, and now driving it over is Peterson. Set left side for Weston, down the line by Rockweiler, dug by Newkirk, back to the middle for the Bulldogs. Peterson slams it over, fielded by Weston, now for the back row. Spencer gets it over. King in the back row for the Bulldogs, back to the middle, punched over by Muller, fielded by Weston again on the left side, taking a shot. That one is out of bounds. Lexi Rockweiler took a shot, just missed the back line. The Bulldogs have gained point. 24-13. Ithaca trying to go up 2-0 in the match. Maxwell with the serve. Fielded now on the play by Newman. Back to the left side, Rockweiler, and Bauer gets it over. Here's Newkirk. Lewis, and the shot by Peterson is going to go over and down, and the Bulldogs win game two. 25-13, the final score here. The Bulldogs have won two. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update is coming up next. We'll continue with set number three in the match next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Ithaca football team is off to a 5-0 start after their victory against Cashton on Friday night. Co-head coach Kyle Kelly talked about the team and its win Friday night.
We didn't have any penalties or anything like that. It was a real clean game, and I felt overall it was the cleanest game we played all year. So that was awesome.
I thought the game, you know, obviously the stats are pretty good for offense, but really won or lost on the line, wasn't it?
Yeah, like I said, we were moving the ball the entire time. Every single drive we had ended in a touchdown.
Certainly there were some standouts, and a lot of people contributed, didn't they?
Yeah, we did. We always give out, it's called the bone. It's like a big giant gold chain that's a necklace as well. It's kind of funny. But we give it to the MVP of the week, and this week it was pretty hard to determine who was actually going to get that.
So who did?
Keegan Jones, because he had more touchdowns than he did incompletions.
Ithaca co-head coach Kyle Kelly. The Bulldogs are home against Nisita coming up on Friday evening. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Welcome back to Weston. It was a 2-0 lead for the Bulldogs. Now as they approach the field, or the floor, I should say, and get ready to go here after a little bit of a timeout. They were led by Holly King with three aces, an ace for Ariana Lewis, five kills for Bailey Wanless, and four kills for Tristan Peterson. Weston led by an ace from Ava Smith. Lexi Rockweiler had a kill, and also Shelby Newman with a kill. Bulldogs winning the first two, 25-9, 25-13, and we're set for set number three here tonight in Ridge and Valley Conference action. All right. Holly King with a serve, and we're underway in the set. Oh, it's a net serve. Does not make it over, and Weston has the lead by a score of 1-0. First lead for the Eagles tonight comes in game three. They'll try to take advantage as Vivian Spencer will serve. Fielded by Newkirk. Pass left side. Here's the shot, and it is over and out of bounds on a kill attempt by Bailey Wallace. And Western goes up 2-0 in the third. Vivian Spencer with the approach. And here's her serve. Fielded by King. Lewis sets it right side. Maxwell for the kill. That one just a bit outside. Just missed. That makes it 3-0. And Weston will serve again. Vivian Spencer and the Eagles leading 3-0. There's the serve. Fielded by Boland. Bulldogs near side. Shot is over and down. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to say that was out of bounds. So that one missed, and that'll make it 4-0. Peterson asking the official. They say, nope, it's Weston ball. Here's the serve. Cut off by Newkirk. King right side, and this one set over by Bailey Wineless. Set to the left side. Punched over by Shelby Newman. Fielded by Maxwell. Hit over on hit number two by Lewis. And the Bulldogs are on the board. 4-1 here in the third. Lee Middle School played tonight as well, so there is a big group of middle school players coming into the gym now after playing in the old Weston High School gym tonight. Here's a serve by J.C. Maxwell, fielded by Vivian Spencer. Punched over by Bauer at hit number two. Maxwell passes left side. Lewis sets up, driving it over is Bailey Wallace, and that is a point. 4-2 the score. Bailey gets the kill. Jeff Eben is in the house tonight as well. That fire bell went off about the time he came in, so I don't know. So maybe we could play the clue game later, figure out what happened tonight. Here's the serve. Maxwell gets it over. Weston passes left side. Smith drops it over. Newkirk. And now Lewis saves it over the side, trying to salvage it. Can't. It's going to drop over and out of bounds on the Weston side. So a point for the Eagles, and they lead it by a score of 5-2 in this third set. Keeping it going now. The Eagles with a lead, and Shelby Newman serving, and here's her serve. Fielded by King. Lewis passes right side. Muller pops it over. Left side. Good dig there by Alexi Rockweiler. She'll get it back. Fires it over. Newkirk. Lewis, and now punched over by Peterson. One hand saved by Bauer. Punched over by Newman. And the Bulldogs will try again. Ball right side. Bulldogs take a shot and miss. It's out of bounds. Weston goes up by a score of 6-2. Timeout for Angie Young and the Bulldogs. 6-2, Weston leads in the third. Ithaca won the first two tonight, 25-9 and 25-13. I got to see whether I won the 50-50 or not.
And the winner gets $190.
Ooh, 7-8-3, no, no.
7-8-3-3-8-2.
Man, no. Wait a minute, these tickets are from last year. Oh, okay. Anyway, 6-2 the score. Weston in the lead. You're listening to High School Volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Bulldogs are back on the board now and a side out after a good hit by Bailey Wanless. That makes it 6-3, and the Bulldogs get the side out. Ariana Lewis with the serve, and it's going to be fielded by Spencer, then Newman, and then punched over by Bauer. Here is King. Lewis in the middle, knocked over by Muller. Weston fields it left side. Oh, nice save there by Rockweiler. Gets it over. Pass left side. It's King to Muller. She drives it over. Weston passes left. Lexi Rockweiler takes a shot. King cuts it off back row. Lewis now in the middle and over for Bailey Wanless. Weston tries again. There's the set to Smith. Down it goes. Weston playing a lot better here. And not that we haven't had. We've had long volleys tonight. And Weston getting the kill. Smith puts it down. And Weston is up by 4 here in the third. There's the serve by Bauer. King passes to Lewis. Right side and into the net for the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs Ball down by 5-8-3 here in the third. Valerie Bauer will serve for the Eagles. Comes up and drives one back row. Fielded now by Brindley Wineless. Lewis sets it up and pushed over by Bailey Wineless. Here's the set for Weston. Left side, Lexi Rockweiler. Back line for the Bulldogs. King with the dig. Bulldogs pass it. Muller drives it over. Fielded by Weston. Shelby Newman. Left side, Bauer. And then taking it over is Lexi Rockweiler. Here's the set for the Bulldogs again. Peterson trying. Nice dig. Spencer. Pass left side and low. Gaff can't get it over, and that'll go to the Bulldogs. 8-4. Vivian Spencer playing an excellent back row tonight. He's had numerous digs. Bulldogs will serve. 8-4 Weston. Ball dug now by Spencer. Get back on the court by Cass. Bauer shot blocked by Peterson. Punched over now by Newman. And the Bulldogs try again. Left side, Muller hits it into the net. Weston goes up by a score of 9-4. 5-point lead for the Silver Eagles. And Ava Smith will serve for Weston. Ava gets the whistle. And here's a rainbow serve. Free ball over. Nice dig by King. Weston can't get it over on hit number three. That's a double hit, actually, at hit number two. And the Bulldogs take the serve. Side out. 9-5 the score. In to serve for the Bulldogs, junior Jaden Boland. Jaden's serve. Fielded now by the Eagles. Back to the middle. Punched over by Cass. Here is King and Lewis. Maxwell takes it over and down it goes. Weston. They got a little miscommunication on who was going to call it. That makes it 9-6. Weston by 3. Boland with the serve. Fires it far side. Cut off by Newman. Pass left side. Spencer. And then into the net on the attempt by McGlynn. And that'll make it 9-7. Bulldogs within 2. Jaden Boland with the approach, and there is the serve. Spencer passes now to Valerie Bauer. Back to the middle, punched by Lillian Cass, and out of bounds. Went for the back line and missed, and the Bulldogs are within 1. And now Weston will use a timeout. Ithaca has won the first 2, 25-9 and 25-13. And Weston leads in the third, 9-8. Timeout on the floor. This is high school volleyball from WRCO Sports.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Welcome back to Weston. Had a good night. Have a chance to see a lot of people I haven't seen for a while, and then but I didn't win the 50-50. I was gonna, didn't win it. So maybe next time. I've only done that once. I've only won one of those over the years. We're back to action here. 9-8. Weston in the lead in the third. Bulldogs have come roaring back. Jaden Boland with a serve, fielded now by Weston. Shelby Newman. Shelby gets it to the far side. Spencer drives it over. King for the Bulldogs. Lewis now to Maxwell, and JC takes it over, and that is in. And we are tied at 9. On the kill by JC Maxwell, Jaden Boland will serve for the Bulldogs, who now try to take the lead after falling down in the match by 5 points. Here's the serve. Fielded by Weston. He'll set it up left side, taking it over, and kept live. Great dig by Maxwell. King gets it over. Weston on the left side, punched over by Lily Cass. Here's the set, right side, Brindley Wineless takes it over, and out of bounds, back line, it missed, and Weston goes back in the lead, 10-9 here in the third. Serving will be Lexi Rockweiler. Lexi with the approach, jump serve, fielded by Boland. Bulldogs set at left side, Wineless hits the net, and it's 11-9. Brindley from that left side, and the Eagles take it 2 points in a row now after breaking the tie. Lexi Rockweiler will serve. Here's her serve. Cut off by King. There's the set in the middle. Bulldogs drop it over. Spencer, nice dig. And then a collision as the ball lands in the middle, and the Bulldogs get a point. That makes it 11-10, the ball game score. Bulldogs will be one. Kaylee Newkirk will serve for Ithaca. And Scott Granger's on the court. Here's the serve. Oh, actually, he was asked to get something off the court. Must have been some gum or something. Anyway, I don't think it was his. Served by the Bulldogs is a net serve, and Weston takes it back. 12-10 is the score. Lily Cass with a serve. Cut off now by the Bulldogs. Pass left side. Knuckle over there by Peterson. Kept live by Weston. Spencer gets it back. Pass to the near side. Bulldogs can't make it over, and Weston goes back up by three. 13-10 here in the third. Silver Eagles in the lead. Ithaca winning a match, but Weston trying to bounce back and get in the win column here tonight. Lily Cass with a serve. Cut off by Boland. Hits it to the ceiling. Newker keeps it alive. And now King, not allowed on it. Nope, couldn't get it over on hit number three for the back of the gym. And Weston goes up by four. 14-10 here in the third. Silver Eagles putting the pressure on. Lily Cass will serve. Lily with the approach, drives it, and that one is long and out of bounds. Point right back to the Bulldogs, 14-11. Bailey Wanless returns for Ithaca, and Holly King will serve. Holly with a jump serve, and cut off here on the left side, and it's going to go as an ace. Weston did get a hand on it on the back row, but it drops in for the Bulldogs. 14-12 now. King adds to her ace total tonight. Here is the serve. Fielded by Shelby Newman. Shelby gets it right back from Bauer. Drives it over. Fielded by Lewis. And now King sets it right side. Lewis gets it over. Dug by Cass. Bauer sets it up. Shot by McGlynn. Into the net. And the Bulldogs have tied it. 14 apiece. Or have they? The score might be wrong. 14-13. Bulldogs trail by one, it looks like. Ball left side, pass pushed to the net. Lewis gets the block, blocked back by Weston, punched over and down by number 20, Bailey Wanless. And now we are tied, 14 apiece. Score changing quickly here, trying to keep up with the running score. We're even at 14. Bulldogs try to take the lead. Here's the serve, pass back to the middle. Shelby Newman, one hand saved by Newkirk for the Bulldogs. Back to Maxwell, JC gets it over. Shelby Newman with a dig back to Valerie Bauer. Punched over by Newman. Now ball on the right side. Here goes a hit by Bailey Wanless, and down it goes. Bulldogs lead for the first time in this set. They did tie it at 9, but with Bailey's skill, that gives the Bulldogs the edge, and King serves again. Ball fielded by Rottweiler. Punched over by Bauer. King back low for the Bulldogs. Lewis with a set. Maxwell drives it over. Cut off by Lexi Rottweiler. Nobody there to take her dig, and that gives the Bulldogs a two-point lead at 16-14 here in the third. Serving will be Holly King. Holly with the serve, fielded by Spencer. There's the set by Bauer, and then hitting it into the net. The Silver Eagles couldn't get it over. They're actually called for a lift, so that'll make it 17-14. We'll check the scoreboard again in a little bit. Holly King with the serve. Cut off by Spencer. Now fielded by Cass. Left side Bauer into the net. And the Bulldogs' lead is 4 at 18-14. Ithaca on a nice run now. They have scored 8 in a row. King with a serve. A net serve. And the scoring stops and goes back to Weston. 18-15. Weston will get the side out. And here we go. Serving will be number 10, Vivian Spencer. Spencer with the approach. Line drives it. Fielded now by Newkirk. King right side and punched over and down. Bailey Wanless has got a wicked spike. That makes it 19-15. Wanless with the kill. Richland Center is up 2-0 on Prairie du Chien after a 25-21 win in Prairie du Chien in set 2. Cuba City 2-0 on Mineral Point. Bacho leads Lancaster 2-0. Flatville up on River Valley 2-0. Volley is underway. Weston with the pass to Newman. Ball right side blocked by Bailey Wanless. And the Bulldogs go up 20-15. And Weston will use a timeout. Hithigamai 5, timeout. Bulldogs have won two sets tonight. This is high school volleyball from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
Welcome back to Weston High School. It is a lead for the Bulldogs in set number 3, 20-15. Weston playing very well at the start of this one, trying to keep the momentum alive. The Weston mojo kind of wore off, though, and the Bulldogs have taken over, having scored, looks like, 8 of the last 9 points. So serving will be J.C. Maxwell, fielded by Vivian Spencer, passing the net. Bauer gets it over. Maxwell and Lewis. Lewis drops it in. A nice play by Ari Lewis. And the Bulldogs are up 21-15, within 4 of going out. J.C. Maxwell starts on the near side, serves to the right side, fielded by Spencer. Bauer sets it up to the middle, driven over by Rockweiler, and the set by Lewis, shot by Brindley. Wireless is in. Brindley making a nice swing to the left side, and that goes down for the Bulldogs to go up 22-15. Serving will be J.C. Maxwell again. Ithaca by 7. There's the serve. Spencer. There's Bauer and punched over by Shelby Newman. Played by the Bulldogs left side. And then a nice setup. Driving it down is Bailey Wandler. On a great assist by Ari Lewis. That'll make it 23-15. Wandler adds another kill to her resume tonight. Ithaca by 8. J.C. Maxwell with the serve. All the way on the near side, cut off by Spencer. Pass by Bauer, left side, punched over by Cass. Maxwell to Lewis, her shot blocked by Weston. Nice play by Kalise Diebenhauer. And Kalise makes a nice play. That makes it 23-16. Here's the next serve by Weston. Newkirk, Lewis, and then salvaging it over and down on a big hit. Bailey Wandless, and the Bulldogs have game point, 24-16. Serving for the Bulldogs, number 4, Ariana Lewis. Ari with the approach, and here is the serve. Cut off now by Newman. Bauer back to the middle, punched over by Stephen Aller. Now King sets up left side. Brindley Wandless hits it in the net. Weston still alive, 24-17. 7-point edge for the Bulldogs, and the Eagles will serve. Their setter, Valerie Bauer, is back to do the honors. Here's the serve. Fielded by King. Ari Lewis sends it up right side, shot into the net by Wanless, and another point. Weston's still alive. The Eagles will continue serving, 24-18. Bulldogs remain with game point. And Bauer with the approach again. Valerie with the serve. Fielded by King. There is the set, right side, and on the run with the left hand, hit over by Wanless. Here's the set for the middle. Diebenhauer gets it over. Lewis sets up, and there's a shot left side, and down it goes for Brindley Wanless. And this one belongs to the Bulldogs. Ithaca wins in 3 tonight at Weston. 25-9, 25-13, and 25-18, the scores this evening. Stay tuned for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-match show. This is high school volleyball from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's time for your Duncan Rewards turning point of the match. The Bulldogs leading throughout this one here tonight, but certainly Weston caught fire in the third and kind of making a bid to put one in the win column here. They were leading by a score of 14-10. The Bulldogs went on an 8-point run, and leading the way was the server, Holly King, who had an ace during that stretch. So that'll be our Duncan turning point of the game, the serving of Holly King, and the Bulldogs run here in the third, take back the lead, and eventually the win. Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center, Dunkin' Rewards, giving you the plays of the game and giving you rewards when you stop by in Richland Center. We'll have more coming up as we recap tonight in a moment from WRCO Sports.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Obesity affects 1 in 5 children in the United States, putting them at risk for a number of health issues that used to only affect adults, like high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. As part of National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages everyone to help our kids stay healthy. Supporting healthy school lunch programs and regular opportunities for movement during the day are two ways to support our young people. Follow us on social media as we share more ideas throughout the month.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, some place, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
Coach Matt Show continues here on WRCO Radio. It was a 25-9, 25-13, 25-18 win for Ithaca tonight. In the third set, Bailey Wallace with 7 kills, 2 kills for J.C. Maxwell, and an ace from Holly King, 2 kills for Weston's Ava Smith. And on the night, a game-high 18 kills for Bailey Wallace of Ithaca unofficially. But they get it done under her leadership tonight. And Coach Young had to be happy with the resiliency of her team. On the other side, Weston, I'm impressed by their volleys. They did a good job of keeping it alive. Just lacked sometimes a chance to finish. But they had lots of leadership on the floor from their seniors, Vivian Spencer and Lily Cass. And a hats off to Vivian Spencer. I don't have a chance to keep track of digs, but she led the way tonight because she was doing that all the time, had lots of chances to make saves and keep plays alive, and so she deserves a hats off as well for Coach Maggie Lansinger, whose team falls to 1-5 with the loss. The Bulldogs now 6-1, half-game lead in the Ridge and Valley Conference right now after tonight's victory. Ithaca won the JV match 3-0 as well. Looking ahead at the schedule, these two teams will turn around and play again a week from Thursday night. The crazy schedule in the Ridge and Valley, which I've never been able to figure out. The next action for Weston will be on Thursday night at Wazika Steuben. They will host North Crawford next week on the 1st. For the Bulldogs, they will be hosting DeSoto this Thursday, Seneca next Tuesday. That's a big couple of matches right in a row. And then again, they'll host Weston next Thursday night. They'll be back here at Weston for a quad. And that's the other thing we talked about. A big match as big as Kickapoo, which realistically those two teams could still be tied, and they'll play in a quad at Weston here on a neutral court. on the 8th of October. That will be during Weston and Ithaca's homecoming week. So the turnaround in fall sports is pretty quick, that's for sure. Tonight's match engineered by Mr. Tim P. And we had a good time tonight, even had a fire drill. Weston is good for the month. No more fire drills are needed after the drill went off. It was 10-1 in the second set when that happened. Final score tonight, 25-9, 25-13, 25-18. The Bulldogs get the win, 3-0. Reporting from Weston High School for WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Have a great night, everyone, and thanks for supporting local sports on WRCO, FM 100.9, and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves in the way for a rainy day or stormy night. The sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. Thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? With her, showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw canvas. I thank God every day.
sit down and trade a couple country songs for Kentucky bourbon. Little old gal in the middle of the night, learning how to love and learning how to fight, and learning how to like my brand of hurt. Hell, there's hell everywhere I go. I'm just sticking with the devil I know. Hell, everywhere I go, I'm just sticking with the devil I know. I love somebody everybody loves, and he's in love with my messed up. Most folks can't see my soul through the smoke. And we're suitcase marks on a hardwood floor, flipping the bird, slamming the door, and peeling out and turning round and coming home. Than I rode, and better choices than I chose. I'm just sticking with the devil I know. With the devil I know.
I've watched a California sunset burn from orange to gold. Bought a pawn shop six string, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when and what'll be the death of me? Will heaven only know? If I be the highway, then if I be these songs, might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Let one go. Road life's roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a 100 on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs, it might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be. Oh, yeah.
I've made my peace with God. I ain't afraid to die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be what makes me feel alive.
Got a souped up ride and I really wanna ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. But that shoulder on the side's looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood.
Hello everyone, this is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be here Saturday night with old-time rock and roll, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, and we'll be spinning for you some Desert Island songs, a song you would take with you if it was the only song you had. And we'll also be talking to Dream of Denver, widow of Bob Denver, Gilligan, as Gilligan's Island celebrates 60 years since it debuted.
On The Many Loves of Debbie Gillis with Maynard, he was able to do word comedy written by the great Max Schulman, prolific, highly respected Hollywood writer. He chose Gilligan because he wanted to do physical comedy.
Those were the days from 6 until midnight, Saturday night on WRCO-FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app is sponsored by Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Jones Chevrolet, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions.
WRCO 100.9.
Never the kind who ever forced his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice. If anybody ever put us down, well, you can bet that he would stand his ground. And he would tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice. You gotta kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you got to kick a little and be tough. You gotta let them know you've had enough. Remember that unless you wanna finish last, you gotta kick a little. Some people judge you by the way you look. They see you once and say you ain't no good. Feels like you're never gonna take you for who you are. That's when you have to stand up and be strong and go the extra mile to prove them all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far. Yeah, you got to kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, and be tough. You gotta let them know you had enough. Remember that unless you wanna finish last, you gotta kick a little.
Just your kind of song.
scratches.